Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
New Year's resolutions. Yeah, many of us make them. Many of us break them. And now we've got some related to social media and your online life that are easy and important. Digital strategist Scott Kleinberg with us. And you've been doing this for years, haven't you, Scott?
I have, Bob. Good morning. And, you know, I'm happy to say that people have told me repeatedly that, you know, these New Year's resolutions that they made, that I'll have all of them that they've made, that mine have really stood the test of time. So, you know, as long as that's the case, I'm going to keep trying to help. So these are things that I think that, you know, you should resolve to do. And I like to look at them as things without an expiration date. So you can just do them through the year and then mark them off at the end of the year.
All right. Can't wait to hear this. Let's get to the first one. It's about social media safety, right?
Yeah. And this is a wide-reaching one, and that's really on purpose. There is so much that we can do as a whole to make social media not only better, but safer for ourselves and for everyone else. So when it comes to safety, my number one rule is when you see something that violates the rules, report it. And I've said this since day one. I believe that we all have a shared responsibility to make the platforms we use better. We may not see any direct actions from our reports, but every time we feed information into an algorithm, we make a difference.
So this is timely now because Twitter just permanently suspended Marjorie Taylor Greene for violating its COVID misinformation policy. What's your take on all this?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, while that's a high profile example of someone with a large following on a verified account being suspended, you really have to look at that from a higher level. OK, by shutting down Greene's account, Twitter shut down a powerful megaphone that was capable of spreading misinformation far and wide. That's what happened when they suspended and removed Donald Trump from the platform. It's really the only way to make social media safer, to prevent the people from who make it unsafe. And I'm not saying that any specific report was responsible for this. You know, there was a five strike rule for certain high profile individuals, and she broke all the five strikes. But training ourselves to report the things that are bad is always ultimately going to be good.
I'm looking at a few updates on that story this morning. Marjorie Taylor Greene said she had been blocked for 24 hours. A Facebook rep said the company removed one of her COVID posts, saying a post violated our policies and we have removed it, but removing her account for this violation is beyond the scope of our policies. That's the information you have, right?
Well, yes, but remember, before it was Twitter that took her offline. This is Facebook now that's getting involved. So this is like a separate thing that's happening. This is what happened with Donald Trump. Twitter suspended Donald Trump and then Facebook, or the other way around. So now we have a situation where one platform has taken her off, and now people are asking questions about the other platforms. So it's going to be interesting to see if Facebook follows suit. Right now it doesn't look like they're going to. They're going to just do small suspensions. But that's also a problem because each platform has a different way of enforcing rules when it comes to who should be suspended, who should not be suspended.
Got it. All right, back to the resolutions. Next up, go outside your comfort zone.
Yeah. Try a new platform. And, you know, even if you don't participate on this platform in creating content, so by that, I mean, you know, say you sign up for TikTok and you try to find people to follow, even if you don't want to create your own content, maybe you use this as a learning phase. So during this time, you monitor the changes that come along to the platform. You get to know it a little bit. And the way I look at it, you know, as long as TikTok and Instagram coexist, one is always going to be trying to outdo the other. So watch one, watch the other, see which one you like better. You can really teach yourself how to do anything. So in my mind, why not make it something social media related?
I remember you saying that people who use social media should not just be spectators, that you should participate. Has that changed in your opinion?
I did say that. You're right. And yes, I think it has changed. As social media has grown, you know, exponentially over the years, so has the learning aspect. You know, I'll stay with TikTok for a second as an example. There's some pretty cool accounts on there that teach foreign languages. And, you know, I know everyone learns differently. There are people who prefer to use specific apps. There are people who prefer to pay money for a private tutor. But why not something like this working on social media? You know, for you as a user, you know, there's some really interesting possibilities out there. So using this example, you could follow these accounts and you can teach yourself a language. Or, you know, what if you were to go on a social media platform and try to teach someone a language that you speak? You know, I mean, to me, that is a really cool thing, and you never know till you try. And I think that when you have an opportunity to make a social media resolution, that this is that moment to try.
Talking about social media New Year's resolutions with Scott Kleinberg. Scott, let's get to the next one. It's about passwords and settings.
Yeah. So, Bob, I struggled with making this one part of safety or pulling it out into its own resolution. And I decided in the end that it's too important to be lumped in with something else. So it should be a separate one, and that is making sure that your passwords are strong and not repeated on other sites, and making sure that you have control over your social media settings, because that's something that you should absolutely not put off.
Yeah, you've talked about this back in your spring cleaning report, and this one is not necessarily a resolution as much as it's a reminder for all of us, isn't it?
Yeah, excellent point. You know, I don't think you should be making a resolution necessarily to stay safe on social media because it's ongoing. You should already be doing these things. However, if you're not, I definitely want to stress how important it is that you do, because this, you know, using the calendar, it's a perfect opportunity to stop putting it off. So maybe if you have a list that you check off during the year, this one falls under a section that you call ongoing. The bottom line is I'm still regularly appalled by people's continued use of weak passwords, and that's just because I want to see everybody stay safe and not, you know, end up opening up their accounts to someone they shouldn't. You know, they use words that aren't really passwords. They pass for words, and that's literally about as close as they come.
And I forgot, what's your best advice on where to keep all your passwords and how to store them, because we all have too many of them now?
Well, there's two different schools of thought when it comes to that. You can use a password manager where everything falls under one giant password and the rest of it stays safe. But there are a lot of people, myself included, like to use an Excel spreadsheet, and it's something that you keep, and it's something that's just as important as any other document that's really important in your life, and you keep everything in your Excel spreadsheet. The difference there is you have to update the Excel spreadsheet, where the password manager will do it automatically. It just depends on how much control you want to have over everything.
People make fun of me for my old school technique for storing passwords, and I've been thinking about this a lot lately with the passing of Betty White, who was married at one time to Alan Ludden, the host of Password. And what I have in my file drawer at home is a folder, and it's labeled Alan Ludden. Get it? Passwords. And I write my passwords and put them in the file. I shouldn't have said this publicly because it was a secret. I thought if somebody breaks into my desk and sees a folder labeled Alan Ludden, they're not going to think my passwords are in there. But, you know, that's just me. Any final resolution advice, Scott?
Yeah. I would say go at your own pace. You know, whether you use social media personally or for a business or both, you know, I know that there are business owners out there right now who are listening and they're thinking, I don't have time for this. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to learn that you really do have time. You just don't want to fall into the trap of doing too much at once. Then it becomes really overwhelming. And, you know, then it becomes much like this regular traditional resolution where we set out to lose weight, but we give up before we can see a difference. You know, you have a whole year in which to measure everything. So if you do it at your own pace and start now at your own pace, you'll realize that everyone's pace is different, and that's really okay.
Let me get to a couple of things that I know we'll talk to Dean Richards about in his entertainment report after the 8 o'clock news, but I want to run these by you, Scott. And this is what the problem with social media is. In the last 24 hours, I don't know where this started, but entertainment news sites were doing fact checks on the speculation regarding the cause of Betty White's death. And there were some rumors that were posted that said it was a COVID booster that killed her. It's 100% false, but it spreads. And if you post something like that, it's going to spread further and faster than anything that you put on there that is not sensational.
And that is the world of social media in which we live. You know, social media grows. It grows without that ability to keep it in check. And that's what happens. What you're talking about was a quote that somebody created. You know how you create a picture of a person, you put words on top?
Mm-hmm.
Someone, I don't know who, of course, but someone literally created a picture of Betty White with a quote that said, "Eat healthy and get all your vaccines. I just got boosted today." And it had the date. But it turns out that that was not true at all. And it went absolutely crazy. You'll notice now on Twitter that there's a prompt that pops up before you share a story. And it says, "Do you wish to read this story first?" That's something that Twitter did not that long ago because it didn't have a way to fight back against all these people who are just posting stuff without reading first to make sure it's true. Now, the prompt doesn't work because people skip over the prompt, but that's exactly the problem that we're having here.
Yeah, it's a Wild West. It's out of control. Betty White never even had COVID.
Exactly. Exactly. And it turns out that her agent came out and set the record straight, that she died peacefully in her sleep. And, you know, it had nothing to do with that. But what an opportunity it is, Bob, for the people who spread misinformation to be able to do something like this so quickly. Think about that. You literally just have to find a picture of someone, write anything you want over the top of it. And the next thing you know, here's a story we're talking about.
Also, CNN has reaffirmed that Andy Cohen is going to be back to co-host New Year's Eve at the end of 2022, which debunked a nonsensical Radar Online story that swept across gossip sites saying that he was not going to be back. But here again, you have Radar Online, famous for misinformation, but legitimate news sources pick up on that, spread it. Radar wins page views and loses nothing because they had no credibility to begin with. This is what's wrong with the world today.
It's what's wrong with the world today, and it's something that we've been dealing with in one form or another for a very long time. You know, when I was doing social media for the Tribune, you know, one of the wonderful things about my career path is that I'm really happy that I did social media and journalism, because I know that I have to trust and verify and look at the sources and all of those things. But that's not something that we expect the world to do. That's the problem, as you're talking about, with everything right now. You're able to just post anything and there's no consequence. And because of that, people are just going to spread what sounds good and what's trending, and here we end up here.
All right, Scott, let's see if you can solve the Genius Bar question this week in 30 seconds or so. This came from a listener on text. "Lately, I have had some posts on Facebook from ads as well as some friends that won't X out. Is it my device or Facebook? Do you know what this means?"
I think it's probably your device. If you're unable to get it to X out, try to refresh the page before you exit out, or check your pop-up settings in your settings to maybe disallow those pop-ups from actually coming up. I think that's what you're talking about, because sometimes those things just don't go away. I find that if I refresh the page, sometimes it does, but I don't think that's a Facebook issue. I think that's a browser issue.
Social media strategist Scott Kleinberg with the answers. Talk to you next week, Scott. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Take care.